Dave Wilbur, Peter McCormick, tag teaming on life, health, and turf, unscripted.
Welcome to episode number 9 of Wilbur and McCormick, tag team unscripted. You know, it's been 3 weeks almost, I think, since we've done one of these, and that was not the plan, but life has a habit of intervening.
Life, yes.
And throwing monkey wrenches into the works. Now, you in particular had some issues that you had to deal with. You want to give us the, what's the little yellow crib sheet book from
the Cliff Notes?
Give us the Cliff Notes version.
Well, listen, I don't want to make this about old guy stuff, you know, but but I will tell you this, which is it's a glimmer and it's a hassle. But so I had to go to the hospital because I had a obstructed bowel. Right. And at first it woke me up in the night and I thought I was just kind of nauseated, you know, or maybe I ate something bad or something like that. And it just progressively got worse. And it's, as it turns out, that's kind of a, it's kind of a life-threatening thing if you let it go too far, right? And all of a sudden I was in a lot of pain and it was horrible. As it turns out, the reason that that happened is because I've lost so much weight that my bowels and my organs are reorganizing.
They're kind of writhing around looking for their proper space?
I guess. And so there was a kink in the hose, you know?
That's gross.
So,
okay, go ahead.
I know. So they shot me up full of drugs, took some CT scans. You know, they tried to put a tube down my nose. That didn't work out very good. They were going to, like, that's how they pump your stomach, I guess, is the tube goes down your nose. And I don't ever want to see that happen again.
No.
But
anytime they're sticking tubes in you is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Regardless of where they're sticking them.
That was the worst thing ever. They call it an NG tube, and I'll never let them do it to me again. I mean, the fourth time they tried, I was coming out of the, you know, I was going to take everybody on kind of thing. Like, they couldn't hold me down. And I said, you guys are going to have to put me to sleep if you're going to do that, because I can't. I just can't. But anyway, I'm good. And I'm, you know, I mean, like I say, the upside is that losing weight, you know, has caused some reorganization. The bad side is the reorganization hiccuped a little bit. So I will, I'll take it. Right. But, and I was really fortunate. I mean, I just a great group of doctors and nurses who were there and you know, people can yap all they want about the healthcare system. Of course, I haven't gotten the bills for all this yet, so I may have a different story. But when you're in an emergent situation, people know what they're doing. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's it.
I've got some sunlight issues here. Hold on for one second.
Okay. You mean there's sun in Vermont?
We've got a bluebird sky today.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. But it's, you know, it was -2 this morning, and it's up to about 21 right now, but blue sky and a Colorado day.
I love those days in Colorado. Man, I love it, you know?
Yeah.
But we've been cold. It was 18 below at my house the other day, plus the wind chill.
Well, we haven't had that yet, but
yeah, that's not a little brutal.
So you got a glimmer for me?
Well, obviously the glimmer is I'm alive.
That's a plus. That's definitely a positive.
I think my big glimmer right now is that I have a love-hate relationship with, you know, with conferences and conference season and all that sort of stuff, you know, but I seem to be navigating it okay. And we'll see what happens after the GCSA, but so far it's been okay.
So your hospital stint got in the way of your NorCal equipment technician.
I had to cancel that speaking gig, and that was brutal. I probably could have got on a plane, Peter, but I don't, you know, I just was exhausted.
They weren't set up for a virtual thing, a Zoom thing?
No, I offered that up, but they weren't set up for that and, you know, hadn't considered it. And and it was late notice, you know. So the, you know, the thing was happening on a Tuesday, and it was Sunday when I realized I wasn't gonna be able to fly on Monday. So yeah, kind of bad. But anyway, that's, those guys are great, and I appreciated them understanding for sure. Never want to cancel.
Well, no. Well, so my biggest glimmer, I guess, since the last time we're on here is I have a new dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kobe. Kobe. He arrived on the 3rd, I think we had to go get him. And that was at the end of a 30 plus hour transport ride up from Georgia. We had to pick him up in coastal New Hampshire, which was a 3 hour drive from us, and then another 3 hour drive home for him.
Right.
But
right.
he was a trooper, and he's great. We had a little surprise. He's primarily red bone coonhound.
Oh, really?
From what we can gather.
Oh, okay.
We have submitted the DNA.
I was going to say, you got to get the DNA done.
We've done that. That's in process. We're waiting for the report. The one surprise that we got was this. So he'll be 7 months old on the 30th. So he was born on June 30th.
Yeah.
And he's not completely house trained.
Yeah, beautiful.
Which was a little bit of a, really?
Yeah.
The last three rescues, and it's not really a rescue. It's more of a rehoming.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we got him from a foster mother who got him from a couple who shouldn't have had him. They kept him. They worked outside the house, so they kept him in a crate all day long, and then I guess
buddy.
Let him loose for a little while at night and then put him in a crate again all night. But I guess the residual benefit of that is that he likes his crate.
The crate's good, right?
So, it's his house. We've got a big crate in our bedroom, and we leave the door open, and when it's 9 o'clock at night, when we go into do our reading and all that stuff, the doors, he trots right in there and is happy as a clam, sleeps all night long.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, but he's very friendly. Gets along with Ellie, our golden retriever, and Ellie is happy to have some canine company again. She went from being, less than 2 years, she went from being one of three to one of two to being solo.
Oh yeah, right.
But she was pretty depressed about that.
I was gonna say, those dogs are pack animals. They want to have friends.
Yeah, that's been good for her. It's been good for all of them. And we'll get past this potty training business at some point. We've only had him 2.5 weeks already, and he's made remarkable progress in that time. You know, there is an old rule of thumb. They call it 333.
Yeah,
I know. Rescues. They say the first 3 days, the dog is completely upside down.
Has they have no idea
where
on.
The hell they are. What, you know, particularly after a trip like that for him.
Right.
So that's the first 3 days. The first 3 weeks are when the dog will bond.
Yeah.
And then the first 3 months are when they really get assimilated, you know, into the whole thing and get their bearings. And so, you know, for not even being here 3 weeks yet, he's done remarkably well. Now, our three previous rescues were all adults. They were, two and three some odd years old. So they were all house trained. They were all house trained, but older dogs obviously have other baggage.
Right.
That you have
to kind of. I was going to say, there's always something. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to kind of undo that. But so, you know, he's been good. If he wanders in here during this, I'll pick him up and give you a look. He's, it's fun. It's nice having another dog. You know, but he is very much a puppy, even at 7 months old. I mean, he gets the zoomies and he runs around like crazy.
Yeah.
I take him down below the house. I have an area that I call the fairway, that's about 300 yards of grass down there. And I use a loop leash on him, and I
Right.
just 6 foot thing. I just throw him that, and he grabs that in his mouth and tears ass around.
Runs
And
around.
yeah, the other thing that's interesting is that he came up here from Georgia, and he didn't know single digit temperatures or snow
Right.
before, and neither of those bother him until today. Now we got. We were down a little bit below zero this morning, and I opened up the door to take him
Didn't
out
want to
this
go.
morning, and he stopped short. He said, I could imagine in his mind, it's like, what the hell is this? And he did not want to go out. But by and large, he's been completely oblivious to the cold and to the snow.
Dogs are
Um,
great,
our,
man.
our pre when we brought Marley up from Georgia, she did nothing but shiver and quake. Due to the snow, so we had to get her the down jackets and all that. I have that for him too, but doesn't seem to want it or need it. So that's a big glimmer. Another glimmer, and not to get into too much old guy stuff here, but I had my eye injection appointment yesterday. I
You get that,
have
Dylan.
AMD or age-related macular degeneration,
Degeneration.
which my father went blind from 25 years ago. So
Oh, wow.
it's
No, I
a
didn't know that.
little bit of a concern.
Right.
But there have been therapies developed since then that weren't available at his time.
Okay.
And that involves getting an injection in my left eyeball, which
Ow.
it's not
Does
a
that
hell of a
hurt?
lot. Not a no. They numb the eyeball and they kind of go in from the side. And,
Oh, shit. Oh.
I asked the doctor yesterday after he got finished with me. I said,
Wow.
"So how many people do you have pass out or throw up after this kind of thing?" And he
What did he
said,
say?
he said, "Not as many as you'd think, but I don't
He said
recommend
that,
it.
really?
Yeah, I don't recommend it for recreational purposes." It's not a hell of a lot, but the glimmer is that he showed me the films, and it's pretty neat because they take eye scans and all that. I don't know what the hell they call them.
Right.
And the problem areas that were these little blips and bumps on the timeline, so to speak, or the whatever it is, from July, August, September, whatever, those are all flat. They're gone.
Okay.
So he said, and we're definitely in the maintenance mode now. The drugs have worked. I'm on my third different drug. And we started on a 4 week interval, which is now stretched to 11 weeks or 12, well, 10 weeks the next time, 11 or 12 weeks after that. So anytime I can do it 3 or 4 times a year instead of monthly, I'm all for that. So
Right, no kidding.
yeah, so that's good.
Well, I just don't want to get injections in my eyeball. I think that's pretty brave of you.
No, you want to avoid that, but the
Right.
alternative of losing your eyesight, because my father was 73, I think, when he lost his, and I'm 70, so
Oh, I see. So there's
that's
that.
getting close. So
Genetics, huh?
that you know
Wow.
that got taken care of, which is good. Now, what else
Now,
has been going on?
lots. Go for it. You
Well,
start.
we both of us have been participating in Paul McCormick's
We have. Yes.
mindful superintendent leadership class, which has been kind of interesting. I would say the slightly over half of the attendees are female.
Yeah, that's true. There are a lot of women on
Something like
turf
that. A
there.
lot of
That's
the
right.
women in turf are there. And it's been nice to, get to interface with some of them and obviously partake of Paul's wisdom.
It's great. That part is amazing.
Yeah,
I mentioned.
so the other day I mentioned, just to sort of inject a little dialogue into the thing, that I'm not a huge meditation guy, but I have started doing more of it, particularly first thing in the morning, because
Okay. Yeah.
I have erected my virtual cinder block walls.
Okay. Virtual cinder block walls, yes.
Yes, using digital cinder blocks to isolate me from the news
Yeah.
for the next 4 years, or
Right.
or that ilk. Yes, because I find it stressful and I find it irritating and I find it does me no good, so I'm doing away with it. But
Sure.
that frees up a certain amount of time that I would order, because I canceled all of my newspaper subscriptions and all of the inbound
Wow.
emails and all that stuff.
Wow.
It's gone. No more. It's difficult to completely isolate yourself
Yeah, I
because,
was gonna say, what's
you know,
left, the
you can even
Kardashians?
like you look on YouTube and there's Stephen Colbert, okay, or one of the
Yeah,
late night guys. Those guys all riff off whatever is going on in DC, you know, and I don't
sure.
want to know. I
I
can't know.
don't want
So,
to know.
but in any case, and I forgot where the hell I was going with this. Oh, yes. Meditation. So
Right.
that opens up some time in the morning, and I've started using a gratitude app to, you know, sort of get my head twisted, because I've got the world by the balls, in with respect to most things. So I've been doing that. I use the Insight Timer, which Paul uses, and you can dial up, all kinds of different, good morning meditation type things. But and I mentioned it to him and the group that I sort of consider that like doing a brain dump or taking out the mental garbage
The garbage.
before you start your day.
Sure.
There is, and I think most guys in the golf business will identify with this. There is another situation in which that kind of thing, and I'm talking maybe a 2 to 5 minute period of,
Okay.
some deep breathing, that kind of thing.
Right.
At the end of the day, you've been nice. You've had to be nice to all the members, to your GM, to your green
Yeah.
chairman, to the golfers, to your staff, and you put this smile on all day
Right.
long, but
Right.
in the inside, you might be a little pissed off about something or something. So what happens? You get home, and all of a
Oh, and
sudden,
out it comes.
you unload.
Yep.
So I was listening to a podcast a little while back. I think it was one of Rangan Chatterjee's podcasts. He's a doctor over in England. Smart guy, does, good podcast. But in any case, he was interviewing a guy who was also a doctor over there. And what this guy does, he does it first thing in the morning when he pulls into the parking lot at the hospital where he works, turns off the car, sits for 2 minutes, does his breathing, that kind of thing, clears his brain to go into work.
Has a
More,
transition.
yes, more important would be before you walk in the house after work. Now that's the benefit of a short commute. Back in the day, a lot of guys used to live on the property.
Oh,
And
yeah.
you don't see that all that much anymore.
No.
But when you do, and even those working remotely, not so much in the golf business, but I've worked at home for 30 plus years.
Sure. Me too.
There's
Yeah.
no commute in which to kind of ramp up in the morning and then ease off of it at the end of the day. You're in it and you're out of it. So,
Right.
but I think that is a time, particularly if you've had a rough day, to just take 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes when you turn the car off, to just, wag the shoulders a little bit, do a little of that stuff, and
Right.
that way you'll be you'll be better off, or you'll be better for the people who matter the most.
Yeah,
And
I
the
agree.
people that matter the most are not the club members and the golfers and your GM and all that. It's the people at home.
That
So
is a true story, man.
it
Yeah,
is. So,
it
you know,
is.
that's there's a lesson for everybody, I think.
Right. For sure. Wow.
Yeah.
What I'm loving right now about Paul's thing is, well, first of all, I'm loving that I'm not leading or speaking, or, it's not my Zoom meeting, right? So I'm just hanging, which I love.
You're
And
observing.
yeah, it's great. Being a student is great. And I just, the quick breathing exercises that he does, and just those transitions, and like you just said, transitioning from life is from one life thing to the next is always good. And so that's been impressed upon me, So, and it's, I think it's good to see people kind of in relaxed mode. I know I am. I'm just kind of chilling. I had a, cup of tea the other day and was just hanging. And I thought this is a nice time. I don't necessarily have an hour to give up, on Mondays, but I'm glad I'm giving it up.
Yeah,
How about
most, yeah,
that?
eight sessions, something like that. Now, along those same lines about being able to sort of observe from
Yeah.
my standpoint anyway, but you have been hosting a couple of Zoom meetings for a new group. I think you're calling it the, what are you calling it? Advisory Guild or Turf Red
The Advisory
Advisory
Guild.
Guild.
Yeah. Guild.
Which is
Guild
a
is.
hand selected group of, I don't know, what's it, 15 total, something like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. F 13, 15, I think. Depends on
Guys,
who
guys from
says yes.
all aspects of the industry, mostly superintendents, but a few of us
Yeah.
other types. And had was it Lars?
Yeah, Lars Horvath, the chief
Yeah.
technical officer from Turf Red, was
Yeah, from
there.
Switzerland has sat in.
Yeah.
It's very cool to not only get an update from you as to where this technology with Turf Rad is going, but to as from all the other guys who are some of the pilot users, if you will,
Right.
like Jim
Right.
Pavanetti I'm trying to think who else.
Matt Dunmire from Stanford Golf Club was there,
Matt,
and yeah,
Zach,
lots of Zach Bauer, who's not a user
but
yet,
he's interested.
but he's fascinated by the technology and
Yeah.
asked me questions. And so I thought, Zach, come and hang out with us, right?
Yeah,
Invite.
and
Yeah, it's
it's
cool.
been it was interesting to me, again, as an observer, because I don't have a hell of a lot to offer other than maybe a little bit of marketing guidance, if you will, but it's been interesting. It's like sitting around a bar with these guys and listening to their particular interests and their concerns and their suggestions as to what they'd like to see it become.
Yeah.
And one of the other cool things was that so Lars is sitting there checking in from Switzerland,
From Zurich,
and he's the one who's gonna have to make all these this wish list happen. And he's saying, oh yeah, well that's coming at GCSA show and yeah,
yeah.
that's coming in March. Well, that other thing's not gonna be till April. And
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Thinking out
he's.
loud now, remember
Yeah.
the old Hahn sprayer line?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Before Toro bought them.
I had one. Yeah.
Yeah, this was back when I was in distribution and we carried the Hahn line. And the guys were great. They were awesome. I mean, we had, and you want to talk about a company that listened.
Yeah.
So one year they had an annual meeting out in Evansville, Indiana. And we all sat there and I had this list of 10 things
Yeah.
I'd like to see, and I hadn't. I don't know whether I'd shared that. I must have shared in conversation with them. That day, they showed us in the flesh 8 of those 10 things that I on my
Really?
wish list. That,
Really?
yes, during that
That
event.
day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
that's the only thing that I think of when I think about, when I observe the development process of this turf rat stuff. And I was also interested to see the other industries where all of this, from road construction
Yeah.
to roofing to, obviously agriculture and stuff like that. But so
Well,
the
that's one of the things I wanted to do is I mean, it's I mean, turf grass is far from a side business, for the parent company, right? But there's lots of uses for L-band microwave sensing, and it can do a bunch of different things. Just kind of depends on the software that's involved. So I thought it would be fun to show people that, show them what the guys are working on, and give some credit. I think it also shows that this thing has been, brewing for quite a while. We talk about startups and stuff, but they've been, working at it for a bit, right? It didn't just materialize last year. So,
Well, it was you've put together a hell of a team on this Turf Advisory Guild. Don't include myself in that, but it's fun for
Oh,
me to
please
watch
stop
it,
that.
and it's fun to see this technology take off. Now,
Tomorrow.
tomorrow we are going to be chatting on a special unscripted.
Our first guests on
Our
the
first
unscripted.
guest, yes,
Yeah.
David Collier and Mark LeBlanc, I believe, from Firefly Automatics.
They're both going to be here? Oh, cool.
Yes.
Right on.
David is the director of sales and service, and Mark is the engineer who developed the thing,
Great.
which will be
Great.
awesome. So it'll be interesting to sort of compare and contrast, at least within our minds. What they're doing and their development process and what you guys have been going
So I
through.
was doing some research. I don't know if you saw, but they've got like a sod harvester.
That's where they started. Yeah, this
Yeah.
AMP fairway mower is new, but
Right.
their technology has
Yeah.
been around.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
want to learn about that. Is that sod harvester? Is it a, I see it has a cab on it. So is it automated or both or what? So I want to
Well,
learn
it
all
must
about that.
be. I'm guessing it must be
Oh.
if they've bounced that technology onto the fairway mower. I don't know, but we're going to find out
It's gonna be
all
fun.
that stuff
Yeah.
tomorrow. So those listening, you may want to tune in for that if you're remotely interested.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be good for sure. I think every conversation that we have with, whether it's between you and me or this whole idea about being unscripted, right? It's just fun. So like I was trying really hard to make myself not do too much background work for our first guest. Right? I mean, I know a little bit. I know what lots of people know, but let's see
Yeah,
what
well,
they can teach us,
yeah, I'm gonna
So,
suggest to them that they give us maybe a 10-minute PowerPoint rundown screen sharing thing about development. But there's a lot of questions in my mind, and frankly, I'm a big fan. I'm a huge
yeah,
fan
me
of
too.
that.
Me too. I'm
I
just a
like
fan
everything
of
about it. I even like the color.
the color is great. That color blue is amazing,
But that
But
color, a lot of that color blue does work.
right.
I think
Yeah,
I've seen
I do
some
too.
blues on the golf course that the old Ford New Holland blue doesn't really, I don't think that works that well out on the golf
Yeah.
course. I don't.
No, it's too
In any
dark.
case.
That's fun. Well, good. I'm looking forward to recording that, and probably people that are listening to this are gonna see that almost right on its heels. So that's cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is on your mind, business-wise or world-wise? I mean, I don't know that we want to talk about politics,
Yeah, I don't want to get it. I'm not going to get into the politics thing.
No, but I've been digging in pretty hard to ChatGPT and some of the AI stuff. And I just downloaded some AI things that work with some of my music gear, to create some tones and stuff.
Is that
And
right?
yeah, and it's actually really interesting, and it's not really over my head, but it's just a lot, it's a lot to kind of figure it out. And I've been using ChatGPT a lot more for just random questions and stuff, more than I use Google right now. You know, I just ask it things, whatever it may be. The other day I was asking about Walter's dog food and what his calorie content ought to be. And it just spits out great answers,
You
you know?
really? No,
Yeah.
I've not
Yeah.
done that.
Yeah,
I had an
it's better than
experience.
Google.
I had an experience just the last few days. We got a notice from one of the advertising agencies who represents a fairly major client of ours who
So
we
we meet meaning TurfNet.
yes.
Yeah, okay.
And basically informing us in a roundabout way that that after almost 30 years of doing business with their client, that we don't fit into the program anymore.
Huh.
And I had this, so there was this two paragraph note that they sent me. Or didn't, well, they sent it to John Kyrat and he
Yeah.
forwarded it to me.
Yeah.
I'm reading this thing and I'm thinking, what? It
Yeah.
was so chock full of agency jargon, techno speak bullshit.
Right.
I had no idea what they were saying.
You think ChatGPT wrote that for him?
Well, it was funny. So I have breakfast with, two or three other guys, two of whom are my neighbors, and they're smart guys. One's an attorney, one's the president of an insurance company.
Okay,
And I
wow.
said, "You guys listen to this." And I read it to him off my phone. And the first words out of the insurance guy's mouth was AI,
That's an AI
ChatGPT.
written paragraph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
Well,
was his. And I said, that never even occurred to me. But because so many of these agency people get so wrapped up in all this jargon, they're talking about all the OEOD and OO this and blah, blah, blah,
Right.
blah, blah. I think we just speak English, would you, for Christ's sakes?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's kind of a.
Well, I'll be honest, you know, I've had to write a couple of things. First of all, you know, I love to write, right? I mean, for me,
Yeah.
it's like playing catch. It's fun. I make
Well,
writing
I'm a
fun.
wordsmith too, and that's really
Yeah.
why I object to some of this
Yeah.
stuff.
But I had to crank out a couple of paragraphs on something. And so I just fed it to ChatGPT to see what it would bring me, right? And it was just like you said, it was really stale, kind of jargony, you know, kind of deal. So I said to it, I said, listen, rewrite this thing in Dave Wilbur's style.
Right.
Okay? You know, lighten it up a little bit.
So they
And
went, so ChatGPT went out and read all the Dave Wilbur stuff that's
I
out on
don't,
the web and then,
hell, I don't know. But I said, you
well,
know,
that's
this
how
is,
it works, I think.
I guess. And so, you know, 30 seconds later, it spit back a couple of paragraphs at me that were, they weren't quite in my voice, but it was closer,
It was
right?
better.
But it was more human and less, you know, just to the, you know, just read better. And I thought, well, that's, you know, that's kind of cool. And I guess I could see it if you needed something quick. The other thing is that I was working on a spreadsheet and I needed a formula and I couldn't quite figure out how to get this formula together. So I fed it to ChatGPT and it came back with what I needed to put in the bar for.
Didn't you take algebra when you were a freshman in high school?
Listen, this was above that. I mean, no, it was a lot because it was a bunch of different cells and I was trying to figure out how to if this, then that, a whole bunch of different stuff, right?
Right.
And I'm like, wow, that was cool. And I stabbed it into this spreadsheet and boom, it worked. What I was thinking of that I couldn't quite get to.
Really?
It worked. Yeah. And I thought, well,
I
that's a
like
pretty good
that.
tool.
That's
I love
good.
that.
So, one of the On the
Yeah.
positive side of AI is that, all of our videos and henceforth, all of our podcasts, which used to be on Blog Talk Radio, but we're moving them to our video platform, Wistia,
Wistia. Yeah. You always use
because
Wistia.
Blog Talk Radio is pulling the plug at the end of the month.
Are they really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well,
What happens to
they're associated or affiliated with Spreaker, which is another podcast host. The thing, Blog Talk Radio's edge, which we had been planning on using in the beginning but wound up really not using, was that they had a live
They had a
event
live thing.
with audience participation and Q&A and all that, which we never wound up using. But so in Wistia, and so you can click one button on a video, in the admin section on a podcast, and it'll spit out a pretty accurate
Transcript?
transcript. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
And
Yeah.
you can also say, once you do that, you can also say generate chapters for this video, and it'll go in there and it'll find when the topics in the transcript change, and
Right.
it'll create a different chapters in the video or in the podcast,
Yeah.
which is cool. I mean,
So my Zoom meetings, Peter, I don't record everything, but there's an AI tool, right? I forget where it is in the menus, but it'll give you a summary,
here's Toby.
of your meeting.
Come here. Come say hi. Here
Whether he wants to or not, he's
he
gonna.
comes.
Oh yeah, that's a coon hound.
There he
Or
is.
that's a hound. That's not a retriever.
Oh, I know. That's, yeah.
Does he have a
Although,
houndy? Does he have that bark? Does he have the yodel
the
or bark?
howl or whatever it is. No,
Yeah,
not
this
yet.
is
But
the hound's yodel.
he's got hound eyes for
For
sure.
sure.
Yeah, but he's a good boy. And actually, on the coonhound thing, the red-bone coonhounds even have this white stripe down their
Oh,
neck and
okay.
their chest. You're a good boy.
Okay.
You're a good boy. Yes, you're a good boy.
Good boy,
There
Kobe.
he is. That's
All right.
cool. I didn't mean to interrupt, but
No, it's all good. But anyway, I was just saying that Zoom will summarize your meetings for you. And it does a pretty good job of it. So there's an AI tool that
it
you can activate.
summarizes the content in text.
Yes. So it says, here's the
Really?
meeting, here's the executive summary, here's the action items, all that sort of stuff. It's not perfect, but it's not bad. And
Yeah,
it reminds you who attended and those things.
the Wistia transcript generator, I have to train it to spell your name with an E rather than a U. And but it's remarkably accurate, surprisingly accurate,
Well,
much more so than it would have been, just a couple of years ago.
there's a video editor that I like called CapCut. I like to use CapCut for short form stuff and everything. And so let's say you have three or four clips that you put together, and then it will take those clips and it will actually do the transitions for you and kind of pull it together. It'll do a lot of the editing for you. But then it'll also create the words going across. You know how on
Yeah.
TikTok and that stuff, the words are
Yeah,
going
yeah,
across
yeah.
the screen, right? And it generates that stuff on its own. And yeah, it'll misspell a word every once in a while or get something wrong. And you can go in and change it. You can go in and fix it. But it's really remarkable, actually.
The other thing that Wistia has done, and frankly, TurfNet was one of the first, this is a business only or business oriented video hosting platform, and it's expensive.
You've been with them for a while.
We were one of their first back in 2012, I think. But they've really ramped up their game lately, and they've even instituted a function for podcasts. It's a one-click audio optimizer for voices. And I know you've got your voice down. My voice sucks most of the time. So, but it'll even equalize imbalances between channels and that kind of stuff. And more importantly, I mean, I always pay attention to making sure that the final output is at gain level or whatever that's appropriate for listening on a radio or whatever, so that it's not Occasionally you run into podcasts that are so faint that you can't hardly hear
Yeah,
them,
yeah,
or they'll
yeah.
blow you right out of their seat if
That's right.
they're too loud. So you want to avoid that at
When I
all.
worked in radio, Peter, and we had to do production work and stuff, this was in high school and college, because for a while I thought I was going to be a radio guy.
Imagine that.
Before Turfgrass kidnapped me, yeah, I did air shifts, when I was a senior in high school and the local radio station, and then in college, that was my,
Where'd you go to
instead.
school? I don't even know.
Where did I go to college? My first few years were in Sterling, Colorado, at Northeastern. It was a JC, and then Colorado State after that. So I
Turf
was,
grass or something else?
yeah, turf and landscape. Yeah,
I always wondered about that, and because it's
I
something
was.
we've never talked about.
I took ag journalism classes at Northeastern too, because I thought maybe I was going to be an agricultural broadcaster if turfgrass wasn't going to be my thing. So I took ag journalism, and that was a tricky one because I've talked about this. I'm dyslexic, right? So I didn't have any problem keeping up in high school, but when I got to college and had to really write and crank out some stuff,
Yeah.
I was really struggling. And my ag journalism teacher asked me one day if I'd ever been tested for dyslexia, right? Because he was saying I made some of the same spelling mistakes and all that sort of stuff. And this is pre-word processor, so you had to go type stuff if you wanted it, for him. You wanted it typed in double space, like if you were working for a newspaper, right? That kind of
Yeah.
thing. And I struggled with that. And he said, you need to go to the re so he sent me to the reading lab that they had at school, and they tested me, and it's like, oh yeah, you're dyslexic. Didn't you know that? I didn't even know what the word meant.
I was going to say, you probably said, what is that?
Yeah. And it didn't keep me from loving to write, and that's just because I had good teachers in high school and who encouraged, me. And so anyway, yeah, that was my whole deal. What I was going to do, I don't know where I was going with that, but I was going to be a broadcaster. Where did that start, Peter? I got lost.
Yeah, we have that. That's a rabbit hole we went down, and we can't find our way out.
I don't
So.
know. Yeah, I don't know what the hell where I was headed with that. But the important thing was is that
We were
I
talking about ChatGPT and I guess writing versus.
I know what I was going to ask you. So the intro to our podcast here, is
Yes.
that an AI voice?
No.
That's you got somebody to voice that.
Fiverr.
Yeah, Fiverr, right? Which is where I've used. I have a
You could
a.
do voiceovers easily there if you wanted.
Oh no, I've done voiceover work.
Have
I
you?
did it's a little bit. I've kept the lights on a little bit. I actually I did some voiceover work for a video game called Red Dead Redemption, where I'd voiced a few lines of like, "Hey, get away from my horse, boy," that kind of thing, and
Now,
for the
that was a
game.
Fiverr thing. And I've been
Yeah.
using Fiverr for a long time
Yeah,
too.
yeah,
And
yeah.
the original deal there was just that kind of a thing, voiceovers and audio recordings, and
Graphics and stuff. Yeah.
it's expanded to a lot of other things, but the original deal was that you can hire somebody for $5 to do this.
Right.
So it starts at $5, but then
And it goes up quickly.
if
Yeah.
you want it today instead of tomorrow, it's another $10, and if you want to, so it winds up to be $50 for
When
a
I first when I when you first had me start the Turfgrass Zealot Project podcast, I went on Fiverr and I found a woman who had an English
Yeah, I
England
remember that.
English accent, and she and I sent her 20 lines that I wanted her to voice, and she
Yeah.
voiced it and sent it back to me, and I dropped that into production. So yeah, it was great. And it wasn't $5. It was, by the for all that I needed, and I needed it in clear audio and stuff. I think she
Yeah.
ended up charging me about 75,
Well, that's, yeah. But even so, what the hell, what can you
for
get for
20 lines.
$75?
Yeah, it was great. It
Yeah.
was great.
So, that platform has worked. It was a concept that worked, and they've continued to build it and expand it and broaden it. And I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
Now, one of the other cool things.
But now AI, what I was going to say is AI voiceover is taking over.
Has it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, they're saying work for voiceover artists is drying up.
You can't tell it's computer.
Sometimes, but some of the higher end stuff is really amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of the higher end stuff you can't tell.
I guess we might as well all just retire and pack it in and let the freaking, you know.
But Elon's how about gonna have us all living in Mars anyway, right? Aren't we all going to Mars?
I don't have to ask Elon about that. Once he cuts the government down to nothing and pumps it all into his rocket ships, we'll be able to.
I like rockets, so it's hard for me to jam on him about that.
What
like
was rockets. That?
I like rockets and space and stuff, so it's hard for me to jam on him about rockets.
Well, I'm not, I think it's cool too. I mean, it's an example of what what private enterprise can do compared to the public sector.
Sure,
I mean,
absolutely.
Look at a road construction project. When a road construction project comes in, bang, bang, boom, and gets done, and they're out of here in the blink of an eye, that's a private contractor doing that. If it's public works, you know, take 10 times as long to do it, and it won't be half as good quality.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I see it all the time. Well, I'm fond of technology, as you well know, and I'm fond of keeping up with what's going on, and whether it be ChatGPT or Claude AI or some of these other things that I'm seeing, I like it. And I think it has a place. You know, I always I get a lot of emails from superintendents and people that know me that, you know, will you read this paragraph and tell me if it makes any sense kind of thing. And I love that. You know, I love to edit and do all that. And I'm stunned sometimes at how many people don't know the English language very well. Like, really, that's the grammar that you're going to use? You know, let's fix this. And I used to offer that service for, like, you know, resumes and cover letters and stuff.
I did too, actually.
Yeah, because it's like, no, you can't send that cover letter. You're not going to send that. Here, let's write something. And a lot of it was because, you know, as I talked about in one of my most popular podcasts and writings for you, it's like you have to develop a voice for your writing. You know, it has to sound like you. And people reading your stuff have to have a glimpse of who you are, especially in a cover letter, right? And so I would say to people, does anybody reading this really know who you are? You know, no. Let's fix that. And it's a good thing. So.
I never really thought about that, but now that you mention it, I know all of the years and years that I wrote a monthly column for, you know, our newsletter back in the day, I always used to write it like I was talking to somebody right across the kitchen table or at a bar or whatever else. A lot of people commented on that, that they said, you know, reading that, man, that sounds like you.
That sounds like you. Well, you know, one of the tips, again, I wrote about this. I don't know. You want to drop in the link or something, but I wrote about it for TurfNet is, okay, you want to develop this skill, right? It's a muscle. You have to work it out a little bit. So write something and then read it out loud. You know, does it sound like you? Do you speak that way? And obviously you're trying to be a little bit more formal if you're talking to the club, the GM, the whatever, you know, but like that Greens Committee report thing. But some of them are just so, no, you don't talk like that. Nobody talks like that. You know, what is this, a police report? No. You know, right?
Read it out loud. Thinking outside the box here, at what point do you think that job listings are going to request a 2-minute video of you introducing yourself?
There's people already sending those, whether they request them or not. Videos, you know, a screen share, you know, a PowerPoint presentation narrated. PowerPoint now has really good narration tools and recording tools that are in the program. They're not easily findable, but you can do that. You could run a PowerPoint presentation and do a little voiceover and send the whole thing packaged now. And, people are going to want that. Public speaking in any form is part of the job in some way or another.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, you definitely have to know how to present yourself. You know, my grandmother, who was on my mother's side, was a writer of an author of children's first readers.
Wow.
And she got a master's degree in English from Columbia in like 1906 or something
No
like
kidding. Really?
that. Yeah, which was highly unusual for a woman back in the day. But in any case, she told me, she said, "There's nothing better that you can do is to learn the King's English."
The King's English.
Well, she was from
Yeah.
England, so you know
Right,
that's why
right.
she used that thing. But you know, learn the language, learn the grammar, all that kind of stuff,
You
which
know, I have a thesaurus open on my desktop most of the time when I'm doing any kind of writing, technical or otherwise, because we all are guilty of using the same words too much. You know,
that's true.
especially is incredible, delicious, you know, things like that, right? Like, you know, whatever, you know, those kind of adjectives. And so you look up some other words and say, well, that's
The
better.
one word that I think back to grade school when you used to have to write book reports, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
these things. The one word that they always said, I don't want to see in any of these, is the word interesting.
Interesting.
What the hell does interesting mean? You know, I mean, come on, you can do better than that. But
Yeah.
if it
Yeah.
holds your interest, I guess that makes it interesting. Dave, we've killed it for today. Tomorrow we're going to be with the Firefly Automatics.
Yeah, I guess we better save up some words for that,
Yes.
huh?
But that'll be good. You know,
Yeah, it'll
who
be good.
knows what kind of, you know, new levels of content that might spawn.
I don't think it's ever bad to spotlight somebody who's working hard and doing some cool stuff, whatever it may be. And I think that's something you've always been good at TurfNet. You know, I'm glad to be part of that. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, looking for the cool thing.
So what
Remember.
we're going to do right now is
Ring the
ring
bell.
that bell, and we're going to sign off here for number nine, number nine, number nine.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, Dave,
All
take
right,
care.
Peter.
We'll talk to you.
Okay,
Take care,
very
everybody.
soon.